We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Rubik's Cube. Can you do one?
I can do like one or two sides. I can't do a whole one.
I have never, ever been able to figure out the Rubik's Cube. And I don't know that I ever really put my mind to it to really try. It was just something fun to try when I was a kid. But Dr. Dale here, the eye doctor in E-Town, we were talking about it one time. And so he shared a book that there is that can help you solve the Rubik's Cube. So Kirsten tried it and used it, and she was able to do it. She's very detailed, and so she writes out the steps, and so she can remember it, and so she was able to do it. But there is a new Rubik's Cube that is for sale, and it gives you instructions on how to solve it. It connects to an app on your phone that guides you through every twist you need to make. So as you're doing it, it will direct you along the way. That's exactly what I need. I need guidance. I need somebody to be inside my head. No, not really, not inside my head, but inside my Rubik's Cube and say, okay, this is what you need to do next, because my mind just cannot wrap around it.
Yeah, monkey can do it. I can't.
Monkey he's been, is Keegan, okay.
Yeah, my son. He's been able to do that for a while. Several of his friends and him, they like puzzles of different kinds. And I don't mean like put a puzzle together puzzle, but like solve puzzles.
Yes.
Like 3D puzzles and things like that. It's something that they really enjoy. He's got a few Rubik's Cubes. He's got them in different shapes and configurations, not just the 9x6, where it's 9 on each side and there's 6 sides. They've got them that have vast quantities more than that.
Yes.
Then there's the Rubik's snakes. And
it's interesting, and I think it's cool that when people can do that. I definitely think your brain has to be wired a certain way to be able to do that. Mine is not wired in that way.
Well, neither is mine.
But cool if you can.
Oh, yeah.
If you want help, it's only $60 for this Rubik's Connected Cube.
I bought a book at Scholastic Book Fair when I was a kid called You Can Do the Cube. I still have this book. I've never been able to do the cube.